After over 7 months of long, drawn-out debates on forming a government, Czech politicians came up with a new stunt to revive the public's interest in the deadlocked political scene on Wednesday. TV crews were invited to talks between representatives of the new three-party coalition and the Social Democrats about support for the government in an upcoming confidence vote. Pavla Horáková has the details.
Commentators have called it a reality show, some even a charade. In a live broadcast on Czech TV's news channel, 9 top politicians were discussing for an hour on Wednesday. But the meeting did not bring any surprise. As expected, Social Democrat chairman Jiří Paroubek confirmed his party would neither back nor tolerate the centre-right government of Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek. Earlier, I asked political analyst Petr Just whether Wednesday's televised talks could be taken seriously.
In my opinion, it was nothing but a show, but a PR event that was ordered or called by Mr. Paroubek in order to present himself as a person who is open, who wants to negotiate transparently, and to show that Mr. Topolánek is somebody who is trying to hide the negotiations, who is trying to do some backstage negotiations, and therefore Mr. Paroubek would like to present himself as a better person in comparison to Mr. Topolánek.
But considering the sheer nature of politics, is transparency and openness something that such public negotiations can offer?
I think it was artificial because if these negotiations are open, if they are even broadcasted live by public TV, then you have to expect that the actors of the negotiations will not uncover everything they came with. So I think the form of negotiations, that it was open and it was broadcasted live, I think kept many topics and many issues closed because the actors of negotiations wouldn't like to open them on public. So I think it was more a general information. We expected what the opinions of each party will be, so there was nothing interesting on that from the point of the content.
Political and media commentators, those who actually took the time to watch Wednesday's broadcast, have agreed it was nothing but a publicity stunt. But Petrius believes it is questionable whether the public actually buys such gimmicks.
Generally, we can see in a long-term perspective that public is very exhausted and disgusted by politics. So I think that showing live negotiations is something that can maybe even worse the situation, and that could decrease the level of public support and public approval to politics and politicians and political parties.
Wednesday's debate on support for the government of Mirek Topolánek produced no clear winner. But as one of its participants said after the broadcast, the biggest loser was the Czech Republic.
Thank you, Pavla Horáková, and sorry about the technical hitch at the beginning of that report.